Bill, why have you put me in the workhouse? Well, you might call it St. Mary's, but I call it workhouse, and so does our Vi. I know it's clean. Them sheets are almost as white as my hair is now. It used to be chestnut, you know, and I never once had it cut. My mam was Eleanor Ferguson. Her dad was a coast guard at Filey, but he came from County Down. His sisters were the Bells of Northern Ireland. My dad, Edward Colley, died in my arms when I was only 10 or so. I was already skivvying by then. Doctor said inflammation of the bowel from painting and decorating, but we thought it was consumption. I met Jack Appleby when I was 19. School housekeeper didn't like us maids going courting with Fisher lads. What if he doesn't come back? Well, he did come back, just in time to marry me at St. Mary's before our Nellie arrived. We christened her Ellen Maxwell after his mother in Long Westgate. She taught me how to knit ganzes in Scarborough pattern. We all knit the same with the right needle under our arm to steady it, but not on a Sunday, of course. Appleby's are used to grieving. One of his uncles drowned, then their Jim's boat was run down with loss of all hands, year our Vi was born. Year after, their Ellen died at 21. She ran out in the snow in her nightgown, went chimney caught fire, and died of consumption. I always told my lasses to be careful not to catch a chill at that time of the month. The next year, my Jack and his dad lost two crewmen in a storm. 9 days later, my new bairn died of bronchitis. Eliza Tapping. She had violet blue eyes. Too beautiful to live, they said. Teacher let Nellie take our Jim to school with her at 18 months after I had our first Olive. But she got measles and died at 14 months. When I had next one, our Jim said, "It's our Olive come back." So we gave her the same name. Was bad luck. She died at 16 months of rickets convulsions when I was carrying our Lil. The doctor said she hadn't been out in sun enough, but where was I to find sun down street in Scarborough in winter? When you were born, I could scarcely look at you, Lil. Big dark eyes and all that black curly hair. Don't know where you got that from. That solemn little lass over there has got your curls and dark eyes. Your Aunt Tapping wanted to adopt you because they had none of their own, and I had so many. But in the end, I couldn't give you up. I always kept my house spotless. I used to bake cottage loaves in fire oven with a bit of bacon for the bairns. They used to play in Castle Dykes all day long, and then I had all them pinafores to boil and starch. Vi, Lil and Ivy used to wash and iron for me when they were older. But I wasn't suited when they didn't put pairs of socks and pyjamas together on the rack. Howard Jackie said he wanted one of them little towels airing on the fender. We had dozens with all them lasses. I gave them the best advice I could when they started. Here, wear this and keep off the lads. Some on them took more notice than others. Our Arthur was the clever one, but I needed them all earning their keep. So the lads started as errand boys and lasses in service, except our Rosie. It wasn't easy feeding and clothing all them bairns. I hated that bombing a few years back, as bad as bombardment in 1914. They said, "Remember Scarborough," as if we'd ever forget. What cowards, killing all them people, firing from the sea. I lent my paisley shawl to a woman running up Eastborough. I was carrying Rosie by then, holding our Sid, trying to get uptown, with shells landing, your dad at sea, then our Lil comes flying down Westborough to find me. Jack stayed with a fishing fleet, but U-boats torpedoed that many trawlers in 1916. He was engineer on Dalhousie when it was sunk and floated on his back until Germans picked him up. When he gave up fishing, we removed to Sherwood Street, further uptown, and I could have my walnut table, my china dogs and my lady's chair in my room. Our Jackie's gone now, at 37. He worked for Farrer's in Halifax, but that cough just got worse. I think it was all them mill chimneys. He lasted longer than our poor Jim, dying of fever in New York, just after he got his master's tickets. I saw Ben's once when we went to Belgium to look at Jim's grave, but that was lost in war just gone. It's been a hard life, but I was glad to move uptown. I've seen a lot of change. Motor cars, the pictures, aeroplanes, telephones and wireless. I did a competition once to name a phonograph with a dog, and I said it should be the voice of his master. But I didn't win. I do like music, though. Will you sing "We'll Gather Lilacs Again" for me, Lil?